Oh God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts may it be acceptable, O Lord, in thy sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Reverend Dr. Tony Campolo is a renowned speaker, lecturer, preacher, teacher, and professor at Eastern Theological Seminary, or Eastern University, more aptly known. And I've got to hear Pastor Reverend Campolo speak on many occasions, and one of the stories he loves to share is a story about how he got up on a Sunday morning. I don't know if it was Sunday morning or a Friday afternoon, but he got up to preach, and he said that he's got up there and he said he preached like he's never preached before. He said he preached so well that he just went like, wow, I'm good. He was so happy with his outlay and with his message, with his delivery and how he had brought the word that day, that he said he turned to his pastor who was sitting in the chair behind him, and he looked at his pastor and he says, I did good. Now see if you can top that. And his pastor, he says, stood up and said, you sit down. And his pastor began to preach this message, he says. Friday is here, but Sunday's coming. Friday is here, but Sunday is coming. Tony says he goes on to talk about how he described that Friday morning, that Friday day when Jesus would be tried, but Sunday was coming. How he'd be found guilty, but Sunday was coming. How he would be marched through the city on Friday, but Sunday was coming. And as Tony would go on, he said the more he preached his message, the more he brought it, the more impassioned he got, that by the time he got to the end of the sermon, that when he said, Friday is here, the church said, Sunday's coming. Tony says, I just sat down and realized I had nothing. And then he says these words to us. He says, and that's the message for you and me, that Friday occurred, but Sunday is coming. Ain't that good news, Tony would say. That's the good news of Easter, that Sunday came. And I didn't think about that sermon anymore until this week, when I read the passage that was shared with you this morning from the book of John. And then I realized that the Sunday that Tony was talking about, the Sunday that his preacher might have been talking about, was not the Sunday morning that was experienced that day. Indeed, there was fear, there was unexplained belief, and there was tears. That was the Sunday morning that was experienced that day by the text in our scripture. And then resurrection came. You heard the story. Mary gets up early in the morning, and she goes to the tomb. And when she gets to the tomb, she looks inside because the stone had been rolled away. And when she looked inside and saw the stone had been rolled away, oh my Lord, she got scared. What has happened? What have they done to my Lord? And fear just came all over her in that moment, as it would have been had I been there too. I would have been just as afraid as Mary had I come to the tomb and saw that Jesus was no longer there. What's going on? What has happened? Where have they taken him? What has transpired? And so Mary does what I would have done likewise. Mary ran to tell somebody what she had seen. She ran to tell them because she was afraid and she was all by herself, as the scripture tells us. And so she runs to Jesus' disciples and she tells them that something has happened. Jesus is not in the tomb. I don't know what's happened, but he ain't there no more. There's some linen laying there, but he ain't there.
And just as Mary ran to tell them, they ran back to see what had happened. In the midst of their running, maybe they too had a little fear. Maybe they too had a little concern. But they run back to the tomb, the scripture says, and they begin to sort of slowly, one by one and two by two, to peer in and to see that Jesus wasn't there. Whether fear had overtaken them in this moment, we're not quite sure, but fear was on the scene. But what we do know is that as they began to peer in, the last person peered in, it says that he peered in and then he believed. Believed what? What did he believe? We're never told. Did he believe that Jesus had risen? Did he believe that somebody had stolen Jesus' body? Did he believe some other entity that had happened? We're never told of this unexplained belief. I tend to want to believe that in that moment, they believed that Jesus had been taken. Because as the scripture will tell us a few words later, that they still did not understand, even though Jesus has told them multiple times that I'm getting up. I'm gonna lay down, but I'm getting up. They're gonna hang me up and they're gonna try to take me out, but I want you to know I'm gonna get up. And they still didn't get it. Their imagination in that moment, was unexplained. We don't know what they really believed in that moment. And the scripture says, what do they do? Lord have mercy. We men got some work to do on this one. We got some work to do on this one. Because the scripture says that we went home. Did you hear me? We went home. We didn't stick around. We went home. But Mary. But Mary. Mary stays there in the midst of her fear, in the midst of this unbelief. What does she do? She begins to cry. She begins to cry because the Savior whom she loved is no longer present. She begins to cry because nobody could give her any answers. She begins to cry because all she can imagine is the man whom she has loved and who has cherished her, who she has seen do miracles in the land, is no longer there. She begins to cry because she can only imagine what they might have done to him. She begins to cry like a mother over her child, like a mother who has lost a spouse, like a mother who has lost someone near and dear to them. The tears began to roll down her face as she's standing outside the tomb. She didn't go home. She stayed there in that moment. She stayed in the moment to mourn her loss. But in so doing, in so standing there, she does what the scripture tells us. She took one more look. She's standing there with her back to the tomb, but she just couldn't leave. She had to have one more look just to be sure of what she has seen, what she has saw. She had to be sure one more time. And the scripture says that as she turned around and she looked inside the tomb, have mercy, Jesus. There would be two angels in the tomb. Two entities in the tomb, one where Jesus' head would be and one where Jesus' feet would be. But she didn't just stop there. Her fear was no longer that strong. In that moment, I might have run. I might have turned and gone someplace else. But no, Mary does not run. Mary does what Mary has been doing the whole time. She wants answers. Now, tell me women don't want answers now. She wanted an answer. And so what does she do? She goes to the tomb after peering in. She goes inside. And with her tears flowing down, the angels look at her and say, why are you crying? Why are you feeling this sense of loss? And she says, because they have taken my Savior. And I don't know where he has gone. My friends, in that moment, in that conversation, in the moment of her expressing the heart of her love for her Savior, in that moment of her expressing who she was really there for, it was not about shape, it was not about fashion, it was simply because her Lord and Savior was no longer present. And in that moment, as she's talking to the angels, Jesus, the scripture says, Jesus, the scripture tells us, Jesus appears. In the midst of her fear, in the midst of this unbelief, in the midst of her tears, resurrection occurs. Sisters and brothers, that ought to be some good news. It might be troubling news, but it ought to be some good news. Because in the world in which we live in today, we live in a world where fear abounds throughout our land. We live in a world where we don't know what tomorrow will bring. In fact, we don't even know what this afternoon's going to bring. We live in a world full of violence and despair. We live in a world where there is fear about what you will eat, where you will sleep, and about your 401(k) program. We live in a world of fear around the lack of what we don't have. We live in a world of unexplained belief. Wonders that are too worthy to behold. Things that we could not explain. Why some folks have this and some folks have that. We live in a world where we can't explain everything away. We can't explain it no matter how hard we try. We live in a world of unexplained miracles and unexplained expectations. We live in a world where I just don't know sometimes how folks do what they do. One of those folks is sitting in this congregation with me right now. And that's my dear sister Kate. I mean, sister Kate is so strong and so crazy, you just gotta love her anyway. And I don't even understand sometimes how she can have the faith of a mustard seed, but she's got it. Unexplained belief and trust in God. And many of you have the same unexplained belief that folks can't understand why you would serve a God who's not present with you. Why you would serve a God that doesn't always give you what you want, but guaranteed you're going to get what you need. Sometimes folks don't understand how you could serve a Savior who died on the cross for some 2,000 years ago. Why would you have such belief in such a thing? But I'm here to tell you, you're in the right ballpark. And then there are the tears. There are the tears that still flow down our hearts. For the loss of loved ones, for the violence that goes on in our communities and neighborhoods, for the despair and destruction that we continue to see in our land and across God's land, the times that we do not share and care for one another with such compassionate, unreserved love that you cannot explain it. But the tears come. My brothers and sisters, in the midst of your fears, in the midst of your tears, in the midst of even unbelief, resurrection comes. That is the message for you and me this Easter, that resurrection comes even in the midst of the darkest night. Resurrection comes. In the brightest day, resurrection comes. Resurrection comes for those who believe and trust in the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their minds, and with all their strength. Yes, Friday came, but Sunday's here. You hear me? Friday came, but Sunday's here. Somebody say it with me. Friday came, but Sunday's here. Friday came, but Friday came. Have mercy. Woo! I'm going to tell you that Friday came, and he died upon a cross. But I want you to know that Sunday morning, woo, he got up. Sunday morning, he rose. And today, you and I have a right to the tree of life. Today, you and I can look at the emptiness that goes on in other places, but know that there's no emptiness in our heart. Because Christ got up. Friday came. Have mercy, Jesus. There's a song that says, he knows your name. And indeed, he knows your name. And oh, how he walks with you. And oh, how he talks with you. And how it's amazing that you and I are his friend. Indeed, Christ knows your name. Let us continue this morning and singing our hymn of response. Alleluia, alleluia, give thanks.
Number 240.